previously on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
Wolfsbane was threatening to kill me.
Guarantee me her freedom, and I'll comply.
The window shattered. Somehow, he
jumped after her?
He's alive?
He is?
I'm going to be executed, aren't I?
If he dies, the king will order your execution.
They're going to mark her for treason when she enters the capital.
Not unless I can help it.
You don't know what you've done.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
How's his condition today, Doctor?
His condition is stable, and his heartbeat is normal.
Are there any new breaks?
Other than his back, he may have a few broken ribs.
May?
We won't know until he wakes up.
When do you think he'll wake?
Only Renuk knows.
How about her?
She has a concussion. She's showing signs of vertigo, maybe even tinnitus. I can't really tell. She's barely spoken a word.
Lady Anne? Can you hear me?
Somewhat.
She's lucky to be able to sustain such minor injuries from a fall like that.
It's been a week since the big scare.
How are you feeling, dear?
My head doesn't hurt as much anymore.
That's wonderful. Are you okay to walk around?
I might be.
Is it a headache, dear?
A little. The room keeps spinning.
Do you mind escorting her, Captain?
I do not.
I feel like she could benefit from fresh air. You should follow her, just in case she collapses.
Right. Lady Anne, where are you going?
I need to speak with Her Majesty.
You aren't well.
I don't care!
What has gotten into you?
Did you tell her? You didn't tell his mother?
We're not allowed to go up there.
Then I'm doing it myself.
There's no way you can make it up that staircase on your own.
I'm going to, whether you like it or not.
Just relax, Lady Anne.
I can't. I've done nothing but bear more burdens. You said it yourself. We're running out of time. I know that I'm done for. Whether or not Zane survives, the king will execute me, right? I'm a dead girl walking. No matter what fate I choose, I'll end up dead. Not that it matters. I have nothing to live for.
Prince Zane is still alive. What do you mean you have nothing to live for?
I'll still be executed.
He'd never allow harm to come your way. And you know that.
Who's going to protect me when he's dead?
He's not dead. You have things to live for. What about your brother?
What about him? He could be dead for all I know.
But he isn't.
How do you know that?
My last major command by His Royal Highness was to rescue your brother.
What?
My mission failed, and we had to retreat.
Where is he?
I cannot disclose that kind of information.
Why can't you tell me?
I'm under orders to keep you out of harm's way.
Under orders?
No matter what happens, I've sworn to follow orders from His Royal Highness.
Even now he's still hiding secrets. Even more so, he's bound me to her under his orders. Oh, Zane.
Please, Lady Anne, don't go up there.
Not you.
Are you kidding me? I'm one of your superiors.
My apologies, Captain. The king's orders override all.
Ugh. Fine. I'll wait.
Sigh. can't afford to fall. Not anymore. For some reason, closing my eyes lessened the impact of the spin. I felt around with my feet, taking one step at a time. I was slow, but it had to be done.
Is everything all right?
Your Majesty.
Rillianne, you're out of the infirmary?
Temporarily.
How are you feeling? Penelope told me that you had fallen down the stairs.
Your Majesty, did Penelope say anything about His Royal Highness?
No. Did something happen to him?
Yes.
Spit it out. What happened to my son?
Your Majesty, he's unconscious.
Oh my goddess.
We were attacked in the city. He fell out of a tower trying to save my life.
And you're alive.
He is as well. However, his spine and maybe
a few
ribs are broken.
God, he's alive.
I'm so sorry, Your Majesty.
Why?
I'm the reason why your son fell out of that tower. I'll take any punishment you throw at me.
It was his choice. He's always been reckless. He'll never put his own well-being first.
You aren't mad at me?
I'm just glad the both of you are still alive.
I don't want to impede on your time, Your Majesty. Nobody knows how the kingdom will go on during his absence.
It's not like I can go out there and reign. I'm trapped here. Is there anyone else that Zane took under his wing?
Not that I know of. But he and Captain Keena work together often.
No, it can't be her. She already has too much on her plate.
I don't know who else it could be. The captain and I were the only few people that have willingly gone into his office. Your Majesty?
I can't handle the capital from in here, but I know someone who can.
Is there anything I can do to aid you?
Wait right there. I have something for Captain Keena. Here. Deliver this to the captain. I know it won't be long before she responds.
Yes, ma'am.
Rillianne.
Your Majesty?
Don't blame yourself over this. Zane is a smart man. He wouldn't have done something like that if he didn't love and care about you. I see you like my own daughter, and I care for you very much. Do not let this event shake you. All will be well.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Is she all right?
She's oddly calm about it. She wanted me to bring you this.
A letter?
Captain?
This is a joke, right? You've got to be joking. Boys, I recommend that you get out of my way.
I'm sorry, Captain. Those are the rules.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go after her?
We're not allowed up there either.
Your Majesty!
Greetings, Captain.
I have to reject your proposal.
This isn't a proposal. This is an order.
Please, Your Majesty. There isn't a monarch to take his place.
Then what am I?
My apologies, Your Majesty. I did not mean to offend.
Captain, what do you suppose we do then?
Please, just sign me over. I can take it.
You have too much to do. He's still alive. You need to oversee him in the needs of the guard.
Without him, we're nothing.
Your duty is to serve him and him only. Isn't that the purpose of the Renmin mercenaries? Then you will serve him like you have been, Captain Keena. That is an order.
Yes, Your Majesty. But we can't have her as the regent.
Why not?
Have you seen her?
No, I haven't. I may not be able to see, but I know that I have good judge and character. I know I do because my son has the same talents. Not many people have a kind heart, overwhelming bravery, and a need for the truth. She's a good girl, and I don't think I can see anyone else in her position.
Please, Your Majesty, take it in your heart to reconsider. Her head's a bit empty. She wears her heart on her sleeve and crumbles when things become too much.
Human traits, I see. We could all benefit from a leader who is more empathetic to the people and their needs.
But leaders can never show weakness. She's not anywhere close to doing that.
Personality traits don't define a leader. Would you rather have the country in shambles?
It will be, if we put her as a regent!
Do not raise your voice at me, Captain. It's become very clear that you don't hold faith in His Royal Highness's decision. You will follow these orders, whether you like it or not. Are we clear, Captain Kina?
Yes, Your Majesty. I fear for the state of this country. I can't let it collapse. I don't know how long Prince Zane will be bedridden, and I don't know if he'll ever fully recover. However, I will not allow this country to fall. Rilianne Duvon.
Captain?
Lady Rilianne Duvon of Arendoyle. By the Queen's royal order, I now pronounce you the Regent of DuPont.
Regent. That's preposterous.
Her Majesty ordered it herself. It's out of our hands now.
What does she expect us to do? She's in no position to be ruling a kingdom. She's nearly bedridden herself.
We need to figure something out before it's too late.
Excuse me? I'm still unsure as to what regent means exactly.
You've been appointed as the kingdom's ruler. Temporarily.
Oh. What?
Until the prince is well enough to run the kingdom, you're in its charge.
The queen put me in charge?
Precisely.
Look at her. She's dazing off. She can't rule like this.
She has a concussion.
Exactly. She has to better herself before we can give her any responsibilities. The year is ending soon, Captain. Things always get hectic at this time, even more so. We can't have people finding out about the prince.
I know that, Leah.
Okay, then. As regent, what would you have me do?
Everything the prince was responsible for. Monitoring trade, the treasury, attending meetings, signing off on any deals needed. Oh, great. And the ball.
The ball?
The prince's birthday ball. It's coming up.
Can't we cancel it?
We can't. Not after the scene we caused in the city. If we cancel it, they'll know something is amiss. We can't have any more rumors spreading. We don't want them to find the king.
So I have to plan the ball?
Along with all those other things.
She can't attend meetings. She doesn't know what to say. They will turn her into a joke.
What else would you have me do? Luckily, the prince is a very organized man. He would have had the rest of the year scheduled out by now. Let's see. Nothing seems too out of left field. We are a bit behind schedule, though. We'll have to make it up quickly.
We?
Of course I'm going to help you. You don't know a thing about castle rulings.
And you do?
More than you. Oh, no.
Huh?
What is it? Oh, hell no. That can't be true.
It's written right there.
What does it say?
We just did this. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, apparently it wasn't.
Do what?
Gods, what are we going to do?
What are you two talking about?
The survey.
The survey?
Every 3 years, an ambassador from DuPont is sent out on a survey of the land. They're obligated to listen to the people and bring back any concerns, so DuPont can offer assistance.
The prince used to go himself, but last time, he sent some mercenaries in his stead.
What's so wrong with that?
DuPont is so large, it takes weeks to make the whole trip. And last time we went, the civilians weren't pleased in the slightest.
Why?
They were upset that royalty didn't show. They felt like they were being brushed to the side. It was a total mess. People can be so rude.
He planned on going himself this time. This is bad.
They don't know that, though, do they?
I don't know. He could have said anything to them within these past 3 years.
He was set to leave next week. That's so soon.
There might be a way to make this work for all of us.
What are you thinking?
We send Lady Anne.
I'm sorry, what?
Think about it. He planned to go himself, so he didn't schedule any meetings here for the next 7 weeks. The survey isn't necessarily a difficult job. You just have to go out there and listen. Write down their complaints and bring them back. We can tell them that she's the regent. Placed in charge of the trip because Prince Zane caught an illness.
They would take that better than sending a few guards again.
And while you're out on the survey, I'd stay here and catch up on the work he left behind.
Would you be allowed to do his work?
If the regent allowed me to. Or I could forge his signature, sign for him. They'd ask fewer questions at that.
You know the prince's signature?
I'd learn it.
And after that? What do we do when the survey is over? Wouldn't he have meetings scheduled then?
If the prince isn't awake in 8 weeks, we have bigger problems to worry about.
What?
Magic can only sustain him to an extent. He'll start to starve if he sleeps too long.
What?
You need not fret so much, Lady Anne. That's a worst-case scenario. The prince has always been a very stubborn man. He'll wake up.
But you don't really know that, do you?
Pessimism brings nothing to the situation. You do understand how lucky the both of you are, right?
How am I lucky?
You should be dead. The both of you should be dead, actually. You must have been blessed by the gods to get out of that vault alive.
You've made it this far. If you really want him to get better, you'll do this. It'll put the least stress on him.
Right. Then what's next?
You're leaving in a week. Rest now. We can't have you collapsing on the road.
Am I going alone?
Of course not. We'll find an escort for you. I'll start making the arrangements immediately. Please, Lady Anne, go rest.
Get out. I said get out. No.
You're the reason he's like this. If it weren't for you, he'd be fine. Ever since he's met you, he's only gotten hurt.
How was that my fault? He wanted to sacrifice himself and I begged him not to. I had no control over his actions. I was falling.
You're a terrible influence. You're going to get him killed one day.
I hope not.
Get out!
You get out! Get away from me!
No! I'm sick of seeing your face!
Cut that out!
Let go of me!
What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm so sorry. You're not hurt, are you?
No, I'm fine. She doesn't hit hard.
I'm going to call the doctor anyway. Just to be sure. Don't worry, she'll be punished. I'll make sure of it.
Not worrying.
You should rest, though.
Right. Rest.
Hey there, you are listening to episode 25 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. Hey guys, happy November. Welcome back. We made it through another month. I hope everyone had a chill and cool October. Maybe you dressed up, maybe you didn't, but I hope you had fun. I had fun, and then I made this episode. But that was fun too, because I love Hufsa. If you love Hufsa, you can go ahead and support us, and you don't even have to send me money. You can just follow us on Instagram at Chapter 15 Studios, 15 is always the number, or on Twitter at CH15 Studios. You can tell your friends about it because you want to talk about your favorite audio drama and you know you just need someone to dish with. So you can tell them that, you can leave us a rating, but only if you want to. I don't really have any like fun anecdotes about this particular episode. I had like a little realization when I was editing the other day. And that I was like, wow, like I really wrote this because I remember writing these words down like 2 a.m, just like whatever came out of my mind, like, oh, I just need to get this done. And now it's like voice acted and produced. And that's a really cool, interesting thing. You know, you should try making things. Making things is fun. And that's all I really have to say. As always, I appreciate anyone who's here. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Live, laugh, love, Hufsa. God bless.
My eyes are glued to the ceiling. It's dark. I can't sleep. There are too many things going through my mind, and I'm not exactly sure how to process it. I should be dead. I was going to die, and I didn't. I feel like I should be crying, but there's this piece of my head, or maybe it's my heart, that just feels numb, like I've run out of tears. It's strange. I'm supposed to be regent. The queen placed that much faith in me? She shouldn't have. I'm not prepared for this kind of thing. I didn't even finish schooling. Still, I don't want to fail her. She trusts me. Zane trusts me. Zane saved me. He shouldn't have done that. His life is worth more than mine. He did it anyway, and now he's hurt. I love him so much, I can't stand seeing him like this. I can't stand that he's so willing to give everything up for me. It isn't fair. He doesn't deserve that. Why can't he recognize it? If I hadn't fallen out of that tower, Wolfsbane would have killed him. He'd be dead. I talked to Wolfsbane. I let him buy me a drink. He knew that I was with Zane, and he used me to learn things. I let him. I was so enraptured in my own heartbreak that I let a stranger use me. Why wasn't I smarter? There's no use in dwelling in the past. What happened, happened. The only thing I can do is keep it from happening again. I'll be smarter. I owe it to Zane to be smarter. Come in.
Hello, Lady Anne.
Good morning.
Do you mind if I open the curtains?
No, not at all. That's quite bright.
Indeed. It's almost midday, I believe.
I thought it was early.
Are you tired?
A bit.
You're not sleeping well, are you?
I suppose not.
That's a shame. You're handling quite a bit of stress. It's most likely your body keeping you up. I'm going to check you out now, is that all right?
Yes.
All right, then. Has the ringing stopped?
Almost, I think. It's less now than it was yesterday.
Very good. Hopefully it'll be gone by the end of the week. Keep your eyes open, dear. And your body? Any random aches or pain? Soreness?
Just my head.
And how's that doing? Is it hurting more than usual?
It's about the same.
Okay. How are you doing with walking? Still dizzy?
Occasionally. I don't know what causes it.
There are many things that can cause it, dear. Sudden movements, even stress. You can't be too hard on yourself.
Right.
You need to make sure you're drinking plenty of liquids. Eat fruits and vegetables as well. The vitamins can help with this type of thing. Your face is a bit swollen from where that girl hit you. Would you like some ice for that?
No, it's fine. It doesn't hurt.
Very well. You seem to be improving, Lady Anne. Hopefully, you can put this all behind you soon.
And him?
I'll check him right now.
Is he all right?
His condition is the same.
Well...
This is a good thing, Lady Anne. As long as he's stable, we're heading in the right direction.
But we don't know when he'll wake, or if he'll wake.
His slumber may be a blessing for the time being.
What?
His spine was broken, Lady Anne. If he were awake right now, he'd be in an immense amount of pain. He also needs to keep his back still, which would be much more difficult if he were conscious. His body is giving him time to regenerate, and might I say it's doing a very fine job.
Is it?
There have been no complications. The spine is tricky when it heals. It seems he's been blessed in this manner.
He's still in a coma.
I apologize. I know this is difficult.
Can he hear us?
I'm not too sure. Other doctors have reported their sleeping patients recalling events that happened while they slept. Others describe vivid hallucinatory dreams. To be completely honest, when he's in this state, I have no idea what's going through his head.
Brother!
What?
Why must you be so harsh towards me? I've done nothing to wrong you, have I?
We're opposites. Obviously we aren't going to get along.
We can still get along, can we? What says we can't?
Nature.
I can control nature. See?
The nature of the Gaia.
Disregard her. We can do anything that we want.
Your naivety is truly terrifying.
Brother, it is only the two of us here. There's nothing to lose.
We have a responsibility. You create life, and I destroy it.
Seems simple enough, doesn't it?
It's not as simple as you think.
Brother, must you always be so stiff?
Must you always be so naive? I'm going to search.
For what?
Anyone else. We cannot be the only ones here.
On Gaia?
In the realm.
Including that dark cloud?
Yes.
Let me come with you.
It's too dangerous, Reinach. Search on Gaia for anyone else.
But Argus...
No. You're too important to be throwing yourself into something dangerous.
So now you're just admitting that whatever that thing is, it's dangerous?
You are the god of life. You can bring anything and everything you wish into this existence. If you fall, the entirety of Gaia will fall with you. You will not be able to balance me out.
Argus, your hands, they burn.
Sorry. I am death. It is my purpose to kill, not create. Nothing bad will happen to me.
If you're so sure about it, I guess I can't really stop you.
Stop it. It burns.
It burns me too.
Okay. That's enough.
Please, be careful, brother.
I know. If you find anyone, bring them back here.
Yes.
I'll be back. That fool.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, featuring the vocal talents of Eric Smith, Julia Orsborn, Chara Lynn, Bella Cherish, Levi Coulter, Dante Majors, Ranger H. Fox, Deshaun Ricks, Michael Naiman, and Ray Walker. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. We will see you once more on December 4th.